I'd like now to welcome Elaine Pinkerton Coleman, Maura Studi, and Ron Romanofsky. They are here to talk about the Dear Diary readings, a set of performances to benefit the Santa Fe Film Festival that are happening this Sunday, the 15th of February, and the following Sunday, the 22nd of February, at the Film Center on St. Michael's Drive. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Marcia.
Hi, nice to be here.
So there's two sets of performances. They're different, but they're both people in Santa Fe, like you, Elaine Pinkerton Coleman, reading from their diaries.
Yes, and the second weekend, by the way, both performances are at 3 o'clock. The second weekend are ancestors, Santa Feans' ancestors' diaries.
Uh-huh. That's why they're called history. I was wondering if you were reading George Washington's diaries aloud or something like that.
Personal connection.
So do you actually have, for example, well, you do, your grandmother or great-grandmother's diary?
I'm actually reading World War II letters from my late father, letters that were not in From Calcutta with Love, the book of World War II letters.
Right. And Ron Romanofsky, what are you reading?
I'm reading some passages from a journal that I kept when I was 14 years old. I've been keeping journals since I was 12, actually. It's a period of a few months in my life where I was put in a mental institution by my family.
Good heavens.
So it's kind of tragic and serious and also funny and ironic.
What's it like for you to be rereading it?
It's like reading someone else's journal in a lot of ways. I mean, this is 35 years ago. So, I mean, I can relate to it, and yet it sort of feels like somebody else because I'm obviously a different person now and I'm an adult. But I'm really glad I kept the journal because it's fascinating, at least to me, and hopefully it will be to other people.
When you, and this is, I guess, a question for all of you, when you reread the diary and when specifically get it ready for a performance, does something inside of you change? Do you see your life differently than if you weren't presenting it, especially in a public way?
That's a good question. I never really thought about it before. I think, I tried to choose the passages that would be entertaining and that people could relate to. And there's a lot of stuff in my journal that's not very well written and would just be boring to read. So I just tried to pick out the best parts.
We're going to, I hope, hear a little bit from your diary from that period in just a moment. Maura Studi, your job is moderator. Do these ladies and gentlemen need moderation?
Well, not really, but we like to do a Q&A after the readings because people get hooked in these stories and they want to ask questions of the readers about their journal, about their state of mind, and that's where I come in. It's utterly fascinating. Elaine asked me to moderate the very first one a couple of years ago, and I didn't really know what I was getting into or what to expect. Thought maybe this might be kind of dull, but I was absolutely enthralled, and we all wanted to know more about what had happened, how people had grown from these experiences, and also like what you were just asking Ron, from a grown-up perspective, particularly with the teen diaries, has your perspective changed?
Yeah,
and so that's what the little Q&A is about afterwards, and the whole event is just really fascinating. I haven't heard any of the readings. I don't really like to hear them until the day of, because I'm just as inspired and, enthralled by hearing these stories and at the same time as the audience, and that prompts, I think, a lot of give and take, too, in terms of what kind of questions.
It's funny, sometimes when you read a novel, you're desperate to know what happened next. In this kind of format, you can actually ask the people what happened next. I mean, one thing that we know for sure is if you're reading on the stage at the Film Center, you're still here. You survived to tell the tale.
So there's a happy ending.
So there's at least an ongoing ending. Are you, Elaine, reading from any of your own diaries as well as your family?
Yes. For the teenage diaries, I'm reading from my senior year. Actually, I'm also reading the introduction for a book I've been working on for 24 years, not steadily, but I learned in my diaries that I started a book about my adoption and reunion with my birth parents way long ago, and I'm picking it up now, and instead of looking at the external events, which will have to be in this memoir, I'm looking at the internal events, so I've harvested 50 years of diaries, believe it or not.
And what's that process like for you?
It's fascinating because I have learned to forgive the younger me, because I was so angry and I felt so lonely and I felt something was wrong with me and that's why I was adopted. But all of that is not important now. And also by hearing other people who shared their diaries, I realized it isn't so special. It's just a different form of the human condition. So it's been self-revelatory.
Ron Romanofsky, would you like to read a section from your diary? This is all in preparation for the Dear Diary readings, which are happening on Sunday, February 15th, and then again Sunday, February 22nd at 3 o'clock at this film center to benefit the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Okay, this is, as I said, a section of my life when I was institutionalized. This starts about a week after I was there, I think, September 29th, 1973. Well, Mother visited me today. It was good to see her, actually. And she brought my journal. I've been writing on scraps of paper for the last week. Now I have to copy everything into my book, except the staff workers here might not let me have it. Outrageous! September 30th. The other kids here are quite unique. The first one I met was Frances, believe it or not. She's kind of a neat freak, so I've given her the title Our Lady Immaculate. She loves music, especially Zeppelin. Beverly is only 12 years old and giggles a lot. She's been here 2 months. Martin never said a word the first week, but now he talks occasionally. Someone said he was spaced out on acid when he arrived. Gretchen is one foxy chick. She reminds me of my neighbor, Audra. Cindy is funny and quite popular. She and Gretchen are always together. Marcia is about 7 feet tall and has a big mouth. She's 17 years old and 6 months pregnant. She loves that Marvin Gaye song, Let's Get It On. Sue is suicidal. She would have jumped out the window by now if it wasn't locked. Trisha gets weirder every day. There is something seriously wrong with her. Poor kid. She seemed normal at first. There are also 3 day patients. These are kids who just come here for school 5 days a week. John, Oscar, and Diane. Diane is always flashing her breasts. October 2nd. Sue has a hearing today in juvenile court. Something to do with her running away from her foster family. It's possible that she will be sent to another institution. She says she will kill herself if that happens. I just hope she gets what she wants. Unfortunately, she seems like she sees little value in life.
It's interesting to listen to these because it does bring up, I mean, I have at different times, I haven't done it for years, but I have at different moments in my life reread diaries, which I've also been keeping since I was 12 or 13 years old. And what's as interesting as what's in there is what you left out. Do you find yourself reading these and wondering, what the heck was I thinking? I mean, here you are in this horrifying situation, which is being in a mental hospital.
I do, because
you sound utterly normal.
Well, I think my journal was really therapy for myself. It was like a best friend I could confide in. So sometimes I wrote about my emotions, and you could read the passages and not even really know what had happened that I was reacting to. So as I've gotten older, they've become more descriptive, and I try to record my life so that I'll remember it all when I'm older. But yeah. It's a lot that was left out, too.
Elaine Pinkerton Coleman, we've got just a moment or two left. Is there a passage that you would like to read from your own diary?
I'll read a little snippet. This is not one I'm reading on Sunday. June 10th, 1961. Upsetting evening with the family because I failed to give a message to Daddy, John, my brother. Almost got lost or something, and it was all my fault. He couldn't find him. Everyone got very mad at me. I washed my hair and Mother was furious, very enraged. What a horrible night. I hate family life.
Elaine Pinkerton Coleman, Ron Romanofsky are reading in, among others, are reading in the Dear Diary readings. And Mara Studi is the moderator of these events. Once again, 3 o'clock on Sunday, February 15th, and then again Sunday, February 22nd. The Teenage Diaries are the 15th, and then the following week is the History Diaries of their ancestors. If people would like more information, they can call
699-3200 or go to www.deardiaryreadings.com.
Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break right now, and Linda Siegel will be with us in just a moment. Stay tuned to KSFR.